I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An airport in southwestern Haiti opened last week for international flights. And this good news comes a year after a massive jailbreak sharply escalated gang violence in Port-au-Prince. Storley and Kate Michelle serve with Radio TV 4VEH, a partner of Transworld Radio based in northern Haiti. Storley says, candidly, that what Haiti needs is a Lord.
So really, it needs to start with a change of heart that will bring the keyword love. Love for people, love for life, love for the country, and that will start changing how people make decisions in the political sphere.
Although daily living costs have skyrocketed, Kate says Haitian believers pray with deep faith in God's provision. Please ask God to bind up evil in Haiti. Pray for protection and provision as 4VEH staff broadcast gospel hope to fellow Haitians. That's the sound of gospel music in Dimba, a language spoken by the Himba people group of Namibia. The songs, along with about 35 Bible stories, are available on solar-powered audio players. Michael Carty with Mega Voice says he'll never forget the first time a local pastor played the sound for village kids.
As he turned it on and they heard for the first time a gospel story in their heart language, the creation story from Genesis, the children were just absolutely dumbfounded. They were so excited, they got up and started dancing.
The Himba are nomadic herders. Now, the Word of God can travel with them. Read more at missionnews.org, where you can also find a link to more Dimba songs, courtesy of Global Recordings Network. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.